Let's talk about fats and what we mean by this. By fats in physiology, we mean triglycerides, and triglycerides are made up of the molecule glycerol and three fatty acid molecules. And when we talk about the different types of fats, really it's the type of fatty acid molecules that are important to us in terms of our physiology. So we can divide fatty acids into different types of fats. We can talk about saturated fats, and these are the kind of fats you find in red meat and some dairy products. They have straight, flexible chains. The molecules can pack closely together, and they've got no double bonds. And this tends to make them solids. And they play a role in the body in terms of increasing cholesterol, and they certainly influence certain cardiovascular diseases and some cancers. And then, if we think about other types of fats, we've got monounsaturated fatty acids. These ones have one double bond in their structure, and this provides a single point of rigidity. And they tend to be found in substances such as olive oil, nuts, fruits, avocados. And they help reduce bad cholesterol. And then we've got another type of fats called polyunsaturated fats. And these are essential to body functioning, and you can't produce them. You have to take them in your food. And these have several double bonds in the structure, and the chains have bends and kinks, and the double bonds make points of rigidity, so they can't pack together as tightly. So again, they tend to be liquid, and your body needs amounts of both of them. Then we've got another type of fat here called a trans fat. And trans fats are produced artificially. What they do is they hydrogenate polyunsaturated fats, and by doing that, you destroy the points of rigidity and they end up with straight chains. So you change the structure of the molecule, and these trans fats cause damage to the cells, so they're considered really quite bad for you. When we think about the different types of fatty acids, we can think about our polyunsaturated fats and think about the two main types, which we call omega-3 and omega-6. And omega-6 is found in meat, eggs, certain types of oil, sunflower oil, etc., and certainly good for you. And omega-3 tends to be found in, it's much rarer, so it tends to be found in different types of vegetables. Flax seeds, for example, contain lots of it, and also salmon and sardines. And this is considered to be a better omega for you than omega-6. Unfortunately, it seems as if we have an excess these days of omega-6 compared to omega-3. And the problem with omega-6 is that it promotes inflammation. It's good for you, but not when it's in excess of omega-3. And omega-3 plays a role in the body because it's anti-inflammatory.